Hi, this is Joe the Assassin Hamilton, and welcome to this week's segment of Wrestle This. I'm glad you could join me. Well, it's old book plug time again. If anybody would like to obtain a copy of Assassin, the Man Behind the Mask, all you have to do is go to www.crowbarpress.com. Well, the Fan Fest in Charlotte is over for another year, and I think everyone in attendance had a great time, wrestlers and fans alike. I know I did. It was great to see some of my old friends, and it was all right seeing some of my old enemies also. You know, I want to express my thanks to Greg Price for all the hard work and effort that he put into making this year's Fan Fest such a great success. It was well organized and run, and in my opinion, in an extremely professional manner, and I want to personally commend Greg for that. I don't think anyone, though, expected as many people to show up as did. I know that the autograph session that I was scheduled to be in, or that I was in, was scheduled to be from 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. And all day long, we had a steady line of people coming in for autographs and stuff, and then at 6:45, which was an hour and 45 minutes over the cutoff time, they finally had to cut the lines off because of time restraints wouldn't permit us to stay any longer because we had to prepare for the banquet that was starting in about 45 minutes. And at the banquet, which I thoroughly enjoyed, they had me do a speech for the induction of Mr. Wrestling 1 and Mr. Wrestling number 2 into the Hardcore Heroes Hall of Heroes. You know, and during the evening, the course of the evening, I thought Jim Cornette did a great job as MC for the evening, and it was good to see Jim again. Also, it was good to see that TNA and Vince Russo didn't have him arrested. You know, it's hard to arrest someone for what they would like to do and just think about compared to actually doing the deed. Because if they could do that, then you could probably fill an entire jail with people that feel the same way about Russo. Personally, I don't have time for that silly crap. I got what I consider far more important things to do in my life. But you know, wrestling history is kind of a funny thing. Unless you were there and actually lived through a certain era, as I did the era that they called the Golden Era of Wrestling, when accounts of those days are told and retold, they never tell it like it really was. Take Atlanta, for instance. When I first came to Atlanta in November 1961, the Atlanta area, which is mostly considered these days as the mecca of the NWA wrestling, and the only stories that are really told are about the sellout crowds, and yeah, they were a hell of a lot of them to talk about, but certainly not in 1961. Business in the entire territory was so bad that I couldn't have made it unless I had the guarantee that I had. And it took several months of intense ring effort to bring business back around to just being mediocre. Then it took a good solid couple more months to finally, as they used to say, pop the territory. Of course, most every wrestler that's ever written a book will never talk about those times, you know. They, in most cases, managed to skip over or through those periods of time when things were bad. They mostly want to give the readers the impression that wherever or whenever they were on the card, that it was a sellout. Well, I can tell you from firsthand experience that that's never happened to anyone in the entire history of the wrestling business, and anyone that ever said that every card that they were on or they were featured on was a sellout is just plain and simply a liar. Yeah, I've been on a lot of sellouts, just as many as the best of them and more than the rest of them. But for damn sure, everyone wasn't a sellout. You know, a lot of those sellout crowds are, if the house is nearly sold out or is a good-sized crowd, by the time the story is told or retold by the people that run the main event, that good crowd seems to turn into a, oh, it was a turn-away sellout crowd. But, you know, what the hell, that's really nothing new. That's been going on for years in all types of sports. It's like when WWE talks about the great crowds that they draw all over the country. Well, a lot of that is BS. Like when they come here to Atlanta to do TV, you know. In most cases, what they have to do is they flood the area with free passes and so on. And if there's still vacant seats, which there is a lot of times, they do what we call a blackout. And, of course, that's nothing new to wrestling either, because every company has done that. Every company that does TV has done that. And what blackout means simply is they take an empty section and they cover this, all the seats with a black cover to make it look like a wall. So when you do shoot the crowd and everything, all you're seeing is crowd and black walls and everything. So consequently, the building looks a lot more full when it's really half empty. And like I say, the WWE isn't the only one that does that. I remember just several months ago, TNA came to Macon, and their house was really bad. You know, they only had a couple hundred people at the most. And I know an independent show that ran the next night very close by and actually had more people than TNA had. Of course, when TNA talked about when they come to Atlanta or when they come to Macon, you know, they come out with this bunch of double-talk BS trying to fool people into thinking that their show was a great success when it wasn't. Now, I'm going to offer opinion. One of the main reasons I believe neither the WWE or the TNA draws, especially here, is because their shows are boring. And it saddens me to say about the profession that I dearly love, but today's big-time wrestling reminds me of a loaf of bread that was left open on the countertop overnight. Plain and simple, their product is stale. That loaf of bread that they're trying to feed the fans now needs to be discarded and a new fresh loaf opened up and served. As long as the TNA attempts to resurrect the dead and Vince remains in his burnout mode, then that loaf of new and fresh bread is never going to get opened. I've said this before, and I still haven't changed my opinion. Someone in charge of these companies, and if they don't do it pretty quick, in my opinion, the wrestling is going to take a serious nosedive in its popularity, and then when that happens, it's going to take a long, long time to ever recover from its effects. Well, that's about it for this week's segment of Wrestle This. Thanks for joining me. I hope you'll join me right back here again next week. Till then, this is Joe the Assassin Hamilton. See ya.